It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An effort to collect money from increased taxes on marijuana products to spend on programs for lower-income students begins gathering signatures for the ballot this week. CPR's public affairs reporter Benna Berklin has more.
The initiative, known as LEAP, proposes a 5% tax hike on all marijuana products. Former Democratic State Senator Mike Johnston is spearheading the effort.
This would be a ballot measure that would help low-income kids get access to after-school and summer academic programming, as well as extracurricular programming that would help close the gaps we know that have been exacerbated by COVID.
So far, the marijuana industry has said they are already highly taxed, and even more increases would hurt small business owners. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Colorado Mesa University says it won't require students to get COVID-19 vaccines for the upcoming fall semester. Beyond that, CMU Vice President John Marshall says the school is still creating its plan for the fall, but he believes most health restrictions will at least be modified.
I think it's clear that we're going to start to see a much more normal experience over the summer in preparation for a fully back together again in-person experience this fall.
CMU has handled the pandemic differently than many Colorado schools by emphasizing in-person learning. It also held in-person graduations in December after requiring every attendee be tested for the virus. Public universities have permission to raise tuition by 3% for the next school year. The University of Northern Colorado in Greeley is approved for an even steeper increase. UNC President Andy Feinstein says a 7% increase would provide an additional $4.7 million.
Half of that will be reinvested into institutional financial aid. The rest of those funds will be invested in student success initiatives.
This year's budget restores college funding to pre-pandemic levels and increases their budgets by a total of $100 million. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.